On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and this workplace is an energy boomtown. A Canadian newspaper declared last year, if you have a pulse, you can work in Fort McMurray. The headline referred to an Alberta boomtown. Workers from around the globe earn six-figure salaries to mine some of the world's largest oil reserves. It is one of two places we'll report on this morning where you can see the world's growing demand for energy. In Fort McMurray, businesses are scrambling to find more than oil workers. They need waiters, clerks, and nannies, and they're looking as far away as Asia, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Fort McMurray's population is 65,000, but it has the energy of a city several times its size. More than two dozen jets zoom in and out of its small airport each day. On payday, workers arrive by bus to risk some of their hefty earnings at the city's boomtown casino. Public gatherings are decidedly international. At last month's Heritage Day Festival, the most popular cuisine was Filipino barbecue, served by Filipina nannies who'd come from half a world away. Washing pans afterward, the nannies explain why they had traded the heat of Southeast Asia for Fort McMurray's bitter winters, where the temperature can drop to 40 below. Arlene Abad was working in Hong Kong when a nanny agency told her she was headed to a city she'd never heard of.
They say you're going to take a plane and it's going to take a day. Oh, that's really fun. I really wanted to work somewhere like in Toronto or Ontario. But my employer chooses me here and I have to grab it.
Most people come to Fort McMurray for high-paying jobs in the oil sands. That leaves many service positions grossly understaffed. It also means opportunity for foreign workers like Abad. She takes care of three children, earning about $16,000 a year U.S., plus room and board. That may not sound like much, but it's a lot more than she made in Hong Kong. And Abad says the working conditions here are better, too.
You only have to work for a specific time, unlike in Hong Kong, that you have to work from sunup to sundown. If the employer is still awake till midnight, you have to be up till midnight, too.
The labor shortage is squeezing small businesses. At restaurants, annual turnover is about 150%. Today at Moxie's, a local grill, owner Andy Parker is giving an orientation to new workers.
You're the ambassadors to this building. I am one guy. I can't talk to every single guest in this building.
Parker says he can't compete with wages in the oil sands.
We have contractors that they come in for lunch. They offer a server $25 an hour to go be a spark watcher. All they do is stand there and watch a welder for $25 an hour. There's so many jobs I didn't know existed in this city that pay extremely well.
So earlier this year, Parker tried to create stability in his restaurant by hiring 10 kitchen staff from Sri Lanka. He got the cooks through a Canadian agency. They earn $11.50 an hour and have agreed to stay with Moxie's for 3 years. Parker says they're making a big difference.
When you have a core base, like we do now, of these guys from Sri Lanka in the kitchen, then they show up every single day. They work hard. They're happy to be here. And that rubs off on everybody else.
Sanjaya Mangalagama worked at a Hilton in Colombo, the Sri Lankan capital. After the tsunami, he saw a newspaper ad for jobs in Canada. He moved here about 5 months ago.
So far, it's so good for me. Back home, I made about $200 per month. After tsunami, the tourism was going down. I think that's why we got this opportunity.
Now he makes $700 to $800 a month. He says the work here is a lot easier than back home.
Working in a Sri Lankan hotel and a restaurant in Canada, it's completely different. Here, it's all ready-made things. When you get a pizza in Sri Lanka, I will be making the pizza dough and everything. So it's about 2 hours. Here, it's ready-made. So it's very easy to work here.
And staff like Sanjaya have made Andy Parker's work easier, too. Moxie's owner says he's so pleased with his new employees, he's applied for 15 more from Sri Lanka. He'll employ them at a restaurant he owns in Grand Prairie, another Alberta boomtown. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
You can go see the oil sands operations for yourself, take a video tour, and hear part one of this report at npr.org.